Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big
money at Menards. It's showtime, folks. Happy Friday. Welcome in. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. He is Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. We're live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes, as we are every week. And, you know, I got to tell you, after three straight days of being in the heat at football practice, it's nice being here at the Omni. A little bit different.
I can read my screen. I can see things. I'm not stuck to the chair. So the payoff of the hot, well, that's actually Tuesday at Middle Tennessee State, Wednesday, Thursday at the Titans.
Yep.
Where it was a billion degrees.
I mean, Monday was the only day we were in studio.
That's right. I forgot how to get over there.
Yeah.
And so the payoff come the Omni, I'll take it every single time.
Yeah, it's nice for sure. And, I know Dr. Crane's probably rolling his eyes right now. It's what I would be doing if I was in his position. But good morning, Dr. Crane.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we feeling today? Get some good breakfast in you?
Yeah, we got some good breakfast. We got here, talked to our man Todd Rodemel here at the Omni. I know it's a big weekend with Chris Stapleton in town at Nissan Stadium, so... not at Nissan Stadium, at
Bridgestone.
Don't forget.
I was like, the Titans the big are three. At Nissan Stadium.
Don't forget the big three.
And the big three, yeah, that's right. The big three at Bridgestone Arena on Sunday, so that'll be cool. But a lot going on for sure. I'm headed to Chicago for a little baseball. So,
hey, who is it, the Cubs and White Sox?
Cubs and White Sox at Sox Park.
Okay.
And then going to drive up to Milwaukee and see the the parent club of the Nashville Sounds. I saw the Sounds last night. The Brewers take on the Reds.
Did you get tickets from Jeff Ham?
No, I didn't, actually. We,
Jeff Ham's got connections. He should have gotten you tickets.
He's got connections. I got other connections. There's a lot of connections.
That's it, man.
Can we get a report on Jared's first pitch, by the way?
I missed it. I'm going to be honest with you. I looked at my watch and I was like, I bet it's about time for first pitch. And then I looked at the beer I just ordered and said, I'd rather sit here and drink that. So,
could you not look out and see?
Well, I wasn't in there yet. I was at Von Elrod's.
Oh, okay.
The valid excuse.
Yeah. They got the big, they got the big Fred Flintstone type beers. So that's kind of what I went with.
What does that mean?
It's huge.
Okay.
But it looks kind of like like what the Flintstones would drink. Uh-huh.
All right. That makes sense then.
Yeah. I want to start with this, though, before we get into the Titans and everything. And, there was a little preseason last night. But so I've talked about this recently that, I'm basically living on a farm now, even though there's no animals or anything. But that's what I refer to it as. And so working on that, my family's land and the house and stuff. And so been doing a lot outside and in the yard and stuff, and I'm realizing that it doesn't matter. Like, every time I walk out there, I get eaten alive by the critters. So are there any country folks that listen that got any advice on that?
Really?
On what to do? Because I'm tired of scratching.
Go inside, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
And
don't say toughen up, buttercup, because I know, but I'm just asking.
Yeah, I mean, they're annoying. I mean, like that fly the other day at MTSU. Yeah. I mean, it's just it's an annoying.
Don't say that about Mark Owens.
It's an an irritant or an annoyance that drives me crazy. No, man, get out there. Can you see the stars pretty good at night where you are?
Yeah.
No, like the light from the city and all that other stuff. They say.
No, right. I can't. So it's perfect. I'm 8 minutes from the interstate, but I'm in the country.
Okay.
Out in West Nashville.
Out in West Nashville. Are you in Davidson County proper?
Yeah.
Holy cow, man.
I'm like on the edge of Davidson and Cheatham.
Good for you, man.
Yeah,
well done.
It's very nice.
It must be nice to. That's how I always wonder how the other half lives. And so talk to you about that. It's always good to see how that
it's
goes.
It's funny.
On.
People are like, what are you going to do with all that land? Like, what? I mean, are you going to keep it? And I go, we call that my retirement fund.
Yeah, right? until Johnny Developer comes in and says, hey, we want this and that. You're
exactly.
Like, oh, where do I sign?
What would you do to walk away? It's got to it's got to rhyme with, or it's got to be millions Got to have an S on the end.
Yeah, it's got to be. You work with zeros, but you need zeros on that to do that. So I get all that, man. That's good.
All right, people have Coy and Clarksville bug spray. I use the bug spray, but I still get eaten up. So Viking Matt, Bat House. What is Bat House? Ben, which critters? Mosquitoes? Yeah, mainly mosquitoes. 1978. Anytime a sentence starts with this, this is not a smart-ass answer, but if you can manage to not scratch, after a few days you won't even notice getting bit. That's probably a good point.
But that's – you got to get to that part of it.
Like, the other thing too, is, like, you know, you remember the Simpsons episode where Flanders goes crazy and the doctor's like, there's got to be something that annoys you, like a mosquito bite. And he goes, ooh, fun to scratch. It's like if, you know, you get bit and you scratch it, and it's like that relief for, like, those few seconds is amazing.
Right. No, I'm totally with you.
Joey from Gallatin, light a match, put it out when it's not hot, and nibble on the end of it. Old trick my father showed me growing up. The skeeters don't like the smell of your blood after that.
Good Lord.
What the hell?
I don't have no clue, man. Our listeners are great.
I know. These are great.
Great home remedies.
Skyler, land surveyor here. There's no way to keep away the gnats, mosquitoes. Just hurry up and get your stuff done and get back in the truck or inside.
That's no fun.
Decorate with different plants that will keep insects away. Lavender and marigolds will help deter. Joey from Bellevue. I work for Hiller Plumbing and work outdoors a lot. I wear long sleeves and it helps. Yeah, that's the other thing that I just had to start doing is the long sleeves.
That's no fun, though.
I know.
You sit out there, you know, I'm not saying sit out there naked. I'm just saying long sleeves. What's your property, wherever you want, but to have the long sleeves on out there? No, man. This weekend's going to be a lot of fun, though, so you can be able to sit out there, the weather-wise. Sit there and enjoy
it. Okay, here we go. So, Andrew says, on 40 acres on Highway 12, put these on your deck, work amazing. Okay, all right.
What are they?
They're plants that kind of deter mosquitoes and stuff. All right. See, I knew our listeners would help. I mean, and again, text line blowing
up. Yeah, all of that. So,
garlic and spray your yard?
Takes too long. Does clove candles work or something?
I think I've heard that. Yeah.
With can, I don't know, man.
Just get a citronella can. You could do that.
Yeah.
What's that?
Citronella. Well, it's like citronella oil.
Yeah. Like, he's right about that. You know, you get the tiki torches, and the tiki torches kind of help.
Okay.
So it's not as much the mosquitoes. It's the walking like through the grass and stuff like that, because the grass had gotten tall, and so like just mowed it, and so that helped. But
apple cider vinegar.
There you go.
But is there a true solution to this?
Viking Matt is telling me to get a bat and call Mike Organ and get the bat cat. He says they sell small houses for bats to live in. The bats eat the bugs.
Really? You know what? I have heard that. That is actually yes.
So I need to get goats. Because they can help with the grass and keep the grass down. Plus, that would help me qualify as a farm.
True.
And then I need to get bats for the bugs.
Bats for the bugs. And then just make it a sanctuary farm, man.
It'd be fun.
Get a couple of pigs. You can find those down on 2nd Avenue. And then and then you could, make it an animal sanctuary.
Okay, it could be fun. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHonda.com. You guys are great. Bill in Spring Hill. People are calling now. Bill in Spring Hill wants to weigh in on this. Bill, what's up?
Hey, brother. It's a beautiful day in Middle Tennessee. A beautiful day at Middle Tennessee. Paintball, baby. Hey, I got some bug remedies for you, man. We've been out here. I've been in the country all my life. Out here right now looking at a beautiful paintball field. I go into the woods all the time. This is what I say, a simple remedy for anybody who wants to get a little bit soft. Avon Skin So Soft. Put that on your leg. It is a very good remedy. I've used it. Hey, I don't mind the ticks and chiggers anymore. That Avon Skin So Soft will work. And I've also seen people and heard of people taking the dryer sheets that you can put in your dryer to make your clothes nice and soft and smelly. Put them in your pockets, they say, and that works. But get a little salt, man. That always works for me. Get out the MTP and let's play some paintball, baby.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate that.
He dropped four paintball references.
Appreciate that. We'll send Bill a bill for that.
Well, I'm so soft. Is that what he said?
Well, it's the Avon stuff, I guess. It makes your skin soft.
Okay.
Wes in Hermitage wants to weigh in. What's up, Wes?
Morning, fellas. I don't really know how I came across this information, but I figured it was useful information. Are y'all coffee drinkers at all?
Yes.
So this is what I used to do, and it worked for me great. But if you brew yourself a fresh pot of coffee, and then you take the coffee grounds out and just spread them out on some wax paper, aluminum foil, whatever you need to do, let it sit in the sun and dry out. Then what I would do is, after they dried out, I'd put them in like a little metal gardening shovel, like one of the little small ones, the little handheld shovels, and you just put it in there, and you just light it on fire and let it sit on a table. And those burning used coffee grounds will keep the mosquitoes away from you. And they also hate EDM music. So if you're burning coffee grounds and just listening to some techno, man, you should be good to go.
But what if you get that one mosquito who really hates his family and loves EDM music, and then you're screwed?
Dies his wings.
He probably really enjoys some dark coffee, too, so you may just be out of luck there.
Right.
Oh, that's good stuff. Right, thanks for the call, Wes. Yeah.
Thanks, appreciate Wes. It. Oh, the remedies. I mean, there's so many different ones out there, but my gosh, something's got to work, right?
I would think so. 615-737-1025. People keep weighing in on this.
Well, people need to know an answer to this.
I love that. Let's see. Who we got here? Joey. Let's go to Joey now. Joey, what's up?
Hey, I'm a Army Ranger, and I can tell you the only thing that works is DEET. DEET. Look at all your bug spray. See what your percentage of DEET is. You can get 100% like at a outdoor store somewhere. But like Deep Woods Off, I think it's 70%. It's the only thing that works. I promise
okay.
you that.
All right.
Buddy. Good luck.
Thanks, Joey. Appreciate it. I will look into that. DEET.
DEET.
I got the DEETs. DEET. For sure. All right, I promise we're gonna talk some sports, but thank you for the help. A lot of good recommendations, and I am definitely gonna take. Robbie Stanley says, "Play a video of Ryan Porth laughing, and the mosquitoes will flee." So I'm definitely gonna take people's advice on that. We'll get into some sports and much more. Also some cool things happening at the Fairgrounds Speedway. We'll tell you about at the bottom of the hour. Chase and Big Joe live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes, 102.5, 106.3. The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. I never know what Dr. Crane is going to come up with.
Well, it warms my soul that he knows this music, so it feels good.
I know. It's good, man.
I like it. He's not peppering us with some Florida Georgia Line crap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, I girl. Can.
No, please don't.
No, you won't.
Please don't.
I told you, I was here one time, I got stuck in the bathroom, and that came on the speaker. I was like, I can't do anything about that. It's like living in the third level of hell, hearing Florida Georgia Line come through.
So, did you watch any preseason last night?
I watched a tad of it, and I watched Joe Milton against, I'm telling you, man, the Panthers team. And we laugh about this a lot of times, like, oh, Alabama could beat the Panther, you know that.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
They're terrible.
The Carolina Panthers are awful. And how you let a franchise, if I'm an owner, I know that Tepper's an idiot, but how you let your team get that bad is an indictment on you.
Yeah.
And they're awful. So anyway, Milton threw a touchdown last night, a bullet. He looked great.
He looked really good.
But it's that. But I gotta tell you, man, the caveat is that Panther team is terrible.
Yeah.
So he did it against a terrible, terrible Panther team.
So they have a quarterback named Jack Plummer. Is he related to Jake?
I don't know.
I think they spell their last name different, so probably not. But anyway, so four quarterbacks in total played for the Patriots. Jacoby Brissett, Drake May for like three passes, excuse me, Billy Zappi, and then Joe Milton. And if you look at Milton's numbers, I mean, they don't, I mean, 4 for 6, 54 yards and a touchdown, but some of the highlights he had of, you know, scrambling around, using his legs, the rocket arm,
yeah,
all those things that we saw at Tennessee certainly came out last night. And, you know, that's kind of been the discussion, is this a true competition? You know, Jacoby Brissett's there to be the starter, but is this a competition between May and Milton right now?
Of course it is, but I think May is going to probably get that. I've heard there's flashes of practice that Milton looks really great, but like nobody up there has like hopped on that train,
yeah,
of like, all right, Joe Milton's going to be the starter guy. He's not. I mean, you can't tell much from last night, but look, you all just present the opportunity when you get to play, and Milton last night did well. I mean, better than most of everybody else that played last night, but I still think that's Brissett's team to run, and I think Drake May is going to be their guy by default after that.
A guy that I'm curious about is receiver Kayshon Boutte, you know, that was at LSU.
Yeah.
He had a good night last night, 53 yards. You know, what does that mean for him moving forward?
Again, and, you know, dude, God bless you. Sound like me yesterday. You do what you can do against the team that's out there. It's not your fault you're playing the Panther squad last night. But, again, I mean, you look, if you're a good player, you run over a bad team like the Panthers, and that's what he did yesterday, getting open and everything. So, good for him, man.
Did you see who had 3 catches for 48 yards for the Panthers?
Is it the same guy? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's okay. One of the Bugs got in here and got the chase.
Something like that. No, Jordan Matthews.
Is it the same one?
Yeah. He's playing tight end. I just clicked on his name. It's the same one.
There he is. He's gotten big, man.
Yeah, he switched to tight end. He was out of the league for a while, and then,
yep,
then I guess came back and switched to tight end, trying to make the team.
Oh, man.
How about that?
Also, Felipe Franks caught a pass.
Yeah, Felipe Franks. Is he
don't tell me he's a tight end,
yeah,
too.
I think they did move him to tight end.
He's a tight end. He's 6'6", 230, playing tight end for the Panthers. I'm telling you, man. Remember that movie with Marlon Brando called The Island of Dr. Moreau, where they did all kind of weird experiments? It's a terrible movie.
Yeah.
But the Panthers is that movie. They're whatever. You think you could do whatever? Come here and let's try out. I mean, you got a guy playing the league in forever, Jordan Matthews. You got a former Florida starting quarterback. He's the one that threw the pass that beat Tennessee in 2017. Franks, remember they ended up going to Arkansas, I think? And now he's tight end at Carolina. That's true. Whatever, man. Whatever works, we'll come try it at Carolina.
Yeah, basically. Also, the other game last night was the Detroit Lions, the America's favorite team. They played, which also meant that Hendon Hooker got some time, but I think he got hurt. I understand.
Real quick, go back to Jack Plummer. He played at Louisville. I'd never heard of him, but he looks just like Jake Plummer.
So
he's not, no.
But they're not related.
No, unless Jake had him when he was at Arizona State. Maybe, I don't know, man. Now you got me confused. I have to look him up.
Well, they do spell their last name the same.
And they kind of look the same. And here we go. Former Louisville quarterback Jack Plummer starts for the Panthers. If this is, I think it is, Chase. I think it's his son.
Is it really?
Hold on. Hold on. Let me see. He's from Arizona. Plummer committed to play at Arizona. He played Gilbert High School in Arizona. I'm going down there to see if it's his. There's no mention. It says he's the brother of former University of Arizona quarterback Will Plummer. I mean, I'm seeing all these Plummers, but there's nothing that says he's related to Jake Plummer.
Yeah, I can't find anything either.
Jack's dad is Bradley Plummer.
Okay.
Okay.
Or short for Brad.
Oh, thank you. But the odds that his last name's Plummer, and he went to high school in Arizona, where Jake Plummer played at Arizona State.
Jake Plummer, I just pulled up a picture of Jake Plummer. He looks like, he looks like when Christian Bale grows his hair out.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Jake Plummer, I think, is like the national top 10 handball player.
Yeah, I was. That was something that popped up, too.
He looks
Jake
like
Plummer.
If Jennifer Aniston grew a beard, it would be Jake Plummer. I wouldn't have not recognized him. I think he just walked by here on Broadway in front of us. Man, that is Jake Plummer. I mean, he's a hell of a quarterback at Arizona State and had a nice little time with the Broncos.
By the way, two people have said for my bug problems, just play Jared telling the right tackle story on repeat. That'll drive anything away.
That'll make well the mosquitoes go. God almighty. Now, why did you do this to me? Now I'm looking at Jake Plummer and what's going on with him?
Joe's not a rabbit hole.
This is crazy.
Wasn't he the one that took over for Elway?
Yes.
Because he came 99.
Yeah.
And he had been with the Cardinals.
Jake Plummer's 50. Going to be 50 years old this year.
I know. That's crazy. Makes me feel like, because I remember him playing.
Oh, yeah.
Jake the Snake.
Yep.
So debuted in 97 with Arizona. No, he did not replay. He did, but, I mean, it was later on. 03 is when he went to Denver.
Okay. So he played with Dave McGinnis then, was his head coach at Arizona.
Yeah, 97 through 02 is when he was in Arizona. Yeah. And he and Pat Tillman were really close.
That's right. So that means his last game, here's a Mike Vrabel reference, their last game was in the Rose Bowl. Vrabel's last game was against Jake Plummer in the Rose Bowl. What's the 1996 season, but the 1997 Rose Bowl.
That's crazy.
Jake Plummer. Sorry out there if you're stuck in traffic going down to.
Why are we talking about Jake Plummer?
Just Google Plummer. All right, back to, the Lions and the Giants last night.
Yep. Giants win 14-3, but Hendon Hooker, 5 of 9, 36 yards. Looked good. Did I see he got a concussion, though?
Did he?
Somebody said that on the text line. He had 4 carries for 34 yards as well.
His quarterback's going to quickly figure out to stop running the ball.
Yep.
And just throw it away. Or slide at feet first, Will Levis.
Former Vol Eric Gray, 4 carries for 52 yards.
Not bad.
And then where'd he go?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
After that's he right. got the McDonald's bag handed
yeah,
to him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
And his family said, where's the rest of our money?
That's right.
Pert's like, all right, now, I get you money. All right.
So there you go. There's your preseason action. A lot tonight. A lot of games tonight. And then obviously the Titans will play tomorrow against San Francisco.
To add a little misery to company, last night, I'm reading this here, when the Carolina Panthers plane returned to Charlotte, it slid off the ends of the runway. Delta flight with Panthers players runs off taxiway, nobody injured.
Oh, wow.
The Delta flight carrying the Carolina Panthers home from Thursday night's preseason loss to the Patriots ran off the taxiway at Charlotte Airport around 2:30 this morning. No one was injured. The airport spokesman said emergency crews responded to the Delta aircraft after it skid into the mud while taxiing to the Wilson Air Center. Delta towed the aircraft out of the movement area shortly after 5:30 a.m. Crews repaired the area. It said the main gear of the plane exited the taxiway. This doesn't make – people, when you write press releases, write it – dumb it down so we can understand this. I don't – just ran off the runway there. So even the plane's like, well, this
glad
sucks.
Glad everybody's okay.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding, man. But, wow. Poor – I mean, I'm telling you, Chase, the parts I watched of the Panthers game last night, they are awful.
Not good. Not good indeed. Coming up next, we'll shift gears, literally. There's some – I didn't even mean to do
you
it.
You are,
a little racing something. Going on. At the Nashville Fairgrounds tomorrow night. We'll tell you about that and something really cool that has happened recently with the band Heartland. We'll discuss that coming up next here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. We're live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes, as we are every week. Always enjoy that. Coming up tomorrow at the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway, Bass Tire Family Night. Going to be a lot of fun. The gates will open at 3:00. We say hello now to Bob Sargent from the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway, who joins us. Bob, what's up? How are you?
Oh, getting ready for a big race weekend here at the Nashville Fairgrounds. Beautiful weather and a lot of race cars coming. And like you mentioned there, Bass Tire. We're calling back to school night and have a lot of extra activities going on.
So pro late models, super trucks, Crown Vicks, limited late models, and much, much more. You can see all sorts of racing tomorrow night at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, you know, this facility is just really good for entertainment. It's kind of a doubleheader. We have the quarter-mile racing that starts at 5, and very exciting, very fun, majority local guys. And then the bigger track, the 5-8, starts around 7 p.m. with the late model that you mentioned. So we're almost what we call a doubleheader. You got a lot of different types of racing.
Well, I know you're also excited, and we'll bring in our next guest as well. Craig Anderson is on the line with us from the band Heartland. They're going to do the national anthem and have a meet and greet as well. Plus, they've just filmed a video out at the fairgrounds.
Wow.
That was pretty cool. But, Craig, welcome in. I know you're excited to be out at the fairgrounds tomorrow night.
We sure are. Yeah, we had a great time shooting that video out there. It's a it is a fantastic facility, and we're looking forward to getting back up there tomorrow and seeing everybody and watching some great racing.
So how did the video and doing it at the fairgrounds, how did that all come about?
One of our main guys on the team, the legendary Nashville, Mr. Dwayne Brown, brought that idea to us. I am under the impression, I think I heard that Dwayne sold popcorn and stuff up there as a kid. Like, I don't know if it was in maybe the late 70s or early 80s or something. So I thought that was such a cool connection. And, you know, we're looking at video treatments and things. And there are a lot of different ideas to do with that video. And we just kind of all gravitated towards that idea. And it just turned out great. We're super stoked with it.
Yeah, Craig, we talked about loyalty of NASCAR and country music fans. I mean, they go hand in hand, don't they? You guys have seen that firsthand with Heartland.
Oh, yeah. I mean, gosh, man. I think country music and racing was invented at the same time. What they guys, I don't know much of a distinction between that all the way back to when them boys was running moonshine up in the hills and stuff, you know? I mean, there's just lots of great stories with both those two entertainment fields, you know. And at the end of the day, we've got the same fan base. We're singing and doing the same things, and it's just both racing and country music in particular just have an incredible fan base that sticks with you, you know, all through your career too. It's incredible, really.
Bob, I don't know if you've checked the forecast for tomorrow night, but my goodness, has the Lord blessed you with a beautiful night?
The Lord blessed us with a beautiful night. I mean, anytime you look and it's sunny and 83 degrees, we're very pleased. And again, looking forward to a great weekend of racing. And you know, he's right there. I mean, we're just talking about generations of people have come through this facility. You know, the history here is phenomenal. We've got people now that tell us stories continuously about when they were out here selling the programs, the popcorn, and when they were out here sitting in the grandstand rooting for such and such driver all these years. The Hall of Fame will be making some announcements and a presentation here, the Nashville Speedway Hall of Fame, Fairgrounds Speedway Hall of Fame. They'll be making a presentation and an exciting thing here tomorrow night also. So, again, action-packed night of racing.
Chase mentioned the Crown Vicks tomorrow night. My uncle had a Crown Vic. It went from 0 to 60 in probably half a second. Can I bring that out tomorrow night if you don't mind?
Well, you can bring it out. I might have to put it in the parking lot for tomorrow night. It takes a little bit of work. These guys are having fun, but we do require safety. And we encourage people to check into this class. It's a fun and beginner class, but we do require some safety features, including roll bars and things like that. So get it ready and come on out.
Well, I might do that.
Very, very cool. We are looking forward to it as well. Craig, where can people find your music and if they're wanting to listen to some Heartland?
Sure, yeah. No, it's out everywhere. Everywhere you find music these days. Apple and Spotify and, you know, the video's out on YouTube and a bunch of different places. And, you know, Facebook and all that kind of good stuff. But I want to say real quick, I think Nashville's very lucky to have a facility like that. We've played, I've just played everywhere over 30 years now, and not everywhere has a place
like Nashville has down there. And I just think I would just encourage everybody to come on out and see us and watch some great racing. That's some very talented drivers over there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tomorrow night, again, gates open at 3. The racing begins at 5 o'clock, and you can see everything from the small track to the big track. They got it all at the Nashville Fairgrounds. Guys, thanks so much for joining us today, and I know it's going to be a great weekend. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. See you this weekend.
Bye. Absolutely. Bob Sargent, Craig Anderson from the band Heartland joining us. Bob from the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway, and again, Bass Tire Family Night out at the fairgrounds. If you're looking for some really cool grassroots racing, head on out tomorrow night. It'll be a lot of fun.
I would. So Crown Vic's race.
Yeah.
I mean, like you talked
I think
about
they're it. On the small track, the Legends track inside. I could be wrong.
They should do that race, the Donaldson Kroger parking lot. Because if you can get around the Donaldson Kroger parking lot in the Crown Vic, then you're a damn good racer. I'd love to see that.
You know, I think everyone should be required to learn how to drive on a Crown Vic. Or something similar, because they're so damn big.
They're huge.
Like my, so I think I've told you, my first car was a 97 Cadillac DeVille. And like when my grandfather was like, yeah, you can have it, my dad's like I don't like how the hell is he gonna drive this boat around town? And I had dings on it and everything, yeah. You know, but I learned
6 miles to the gallon.
Five on a good day.
Five.
But I learned, you know, how to park and get it in small spaces and everything, and it's just like a Crown Vic's that way, because I mean we don't build cars like that anymore.
No
big ginormous tanks.
I'm curious for our listeners, what did you learn to do? And you can weigh in. We're taking remedies for Chase's bug spray. 615-737-1025. What's the first car that you learned how to drive? Dr. Crane, what kind of car did you learn how to drive on?
There were multiple, but my dad has a 1984 Cutlass Supreme Oldsmobile.
Oh, nice.
And it was his Sweet 16 car he got with his dad, and he's kept it ever since. So I learned how to drive on that. Along with the
he O4. Still has it?
He still does, yes. Yes, indeed. Not in the pristine condition, but it is in a condition.
It runs?
It is a driving condition, yes.
Okay.
So
you might need to bring that to work one day.
If it'll make it. learned on that, and then my grandmother had a old, I want to say it was a Lincoln. It was a land yacht. It kind of reminded me of Crown Vic. I call it the land yacht, and then she ended up selling that recently, but that thing was a charm.
I drove, we didn't have a lot of money, but we had learned how to drive with a, oh my God, I can't believe, a two-door gigantic 78 Ford LTD, and it was a massive thing to drive to learn on, and God bless my brother who said, you know, you're going to learn how to drive with my truck. So I started out with the Ford LTD and then ended up learning how to drive on the truck, man, but I tell you what, I look back now, and it's almost emotional thinking about driving that car and learn. Once you learn to drive through a Ford LTD, you could drive a damn tank in the Army. I mean, those things were massive. So I love hearing stories like this, how we all – because we all began at one point together of how we learned how to drive. And that's just really kind of cool.
Dr. Crane, I could put you in a 1986 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme Saloon Coupe for $15,900.
Today.
Well,
drive it off the lot.
I don't that's have 15.9.
That's according to the internet.
Don't have 15.9 right now, but hey, I can.
We'll get a payment plan for you.
Okay, that's fine. We can do that.
Hey,
that's a nice car.
When I was a car salesman many, many years ago, one of my 87 jobs I had, we would tell people, hey, so you got to begin an agreement staircase with them.
Yeah.
So Chase, you'd walk in and look at a Corvette, and you're like, I can't afford that. I said, what if I can get you in that car today, zero down, $200 a month? And you're like, yeah. So I'm not saying I can, but you're saying if we can find a price, you'll take that car. Well, yeah. And it was so stupid because, I mean, we could barely afford lunch at Kitchen Notes. You're not going to afford a Corvette and all these selling techniques that go on with everything. And so, crazy, man.
Well, that was the thing about the Cadillac. The Cadillac had the Corvette engine.
Oh.
It was a V8, Northstar V8, but it was basically what they were putting in Corvettes. So it had some giddy up to it.
Oh, man.
For sure. Fun stuff on a Friday. Again, check it out at the fairgrounds. We love the fairgrounds here on the Chase in Big Joe show.
These responses coming in.
Oh, yeah. But we'll read some of these.
All right.
We'll read some of these coming back here. 615-737-1025. It's our phone and text line driven by Wilson CountyHyundai.com. Hey, tune in to 94.9 The Fan tonight. The Nashville Sounds continue their series against Indianapolis. Pregame at 6:20, first pitch at 6:35. You can also listen on the app on 94.9thefan.com. And it's all presented by Twin Peaks, Family Leisure, Five Points Roofing, Cottle Vet Clinic, and Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Big Joe, we're live today at Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Dr. Crane is back there spinning the tunes in the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Taking your calls and texts, 615-737-1025. And we're hitting a lot of different things today. Talking about cars now. We talked about spraying bugs on the farm. See, here's the other thing. Eventually, I want to get like a farm truck. You know, go find like some old, you know, beat up Ford or Chevy or something like that with, I don't really care how many miles. All it would be is for stuff on the farm, you know, and maybe running down to Lowe's. I've also realized that I am at that age that I'm on the way home and I pass a Lowe's or a Home Depot and I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to go in here and look around for a second. Like it used to, you know, when you were a kid, it was like the toy store. And then,
happens to all of us, man.
And then I loved, like, you know, Best Buy and electronics stores. Now it's home improvement.
Well, I mean, it happens. It's time getting old, man. You can't hide. You can't run away from it.
Yeah.
You can't do all that. So you go out and you embrace it. Proud of you, pal.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Where do you stop at?
Me?
Yeah.
I just try to get home, man. I just hide my to the bars and the local pubs, and I just try to get home.
Yeah, there you go.
Quick as best as fast as I can. But have we got a remedy yet for your bug spray at the farm?
Several. I think we got several.
Some dude that says he's going to come do something to your yard. What was
spray
that?
Spray it with garlic.
Was he being chased for vampires or something?
Smell like a pizza? Or like
so, but do you spray the whole yard? I mean, you got a big yard here.
I guess. I don't know.
It'll smell like my kitchen.
Nikki, is that your perfume, man?
Nikki.
It is the garlic 2.0.
You're like, Nani. That's good.
That I don't know that accent with other
sound
places.
Italian.
That's a very low sounding, like very appreciative of what Nani's done.
That sounded a little more Latino.
You come in and go, Nani, what's a fodina? She's like, oh, Nicholas.
Oh, sunshine. She goes, sunshine.
Oh, that's a good, cute term of endearment.
You are our sunshine.
Yep,
that is right.
Thank you, guys. You are the light to Nashville, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you. Joy from Bellevue. One of the things I love about Lowe's or Home Depot is that I can take my dog with me, and he loves it, too. No, but seriously, I went in there the other day, and I actually was looking for something. Like, I had something specific that I was going to get.
Right.
And then I walked around for an hour and forgot to get the thing that I went in for.
Did you have to go back and get it?
Yeah.
Okay. What was it?
It was
a hammer?
No, it was the mix for the weed eater. Like the fuel mix.
Okay, yeah.
The oil fuel mix for the weed eater.
Yeah.
And then I started looking at like riding mowers, and then I started looking at kitchen stuff and like all, you know, getting all these ideas and things that
ideas
I wanted.
Ideas for what?
Well, I'm going to have to redo the kitchen eventually.
Hire somebody. Hire your buddy at Eurostone.
Well, I'm
Daniel.
I mean,
what's his name?
Benjamin.
Benjamin. Yeah. Hey, he's like, we're in and out before the mama knows about it, baby. In and out.
What the hell was
that? That's his little shimmy shammy. Before the mama knows about it, in and out. Well, okay. Let somebody else do that stuff. I don't even worry about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's going to be the plan, but I still want to get ideas of what it looks like.
You just walk by the plywood section like, I could build that.
Exactly. No, see, that's the dangerous part, because you go through there and like you see, you know, the do-it-yourself ideas,
right?
And then you see all the lumber and everything. It's like, I could do that. And like it goes from, you know, I could build a table to I could build a house.
It's like when Homer built the doghouse. Remember he built the doghouse? There's no way for the dog to get in.
Yeah.
That would be something you would build. I built this. How does a dog get in the doghouse? Ah, there's
nothing. He like looks
there.
At it. He's like, don't. No, I would. So remember the movie? And like, the movie was okay. It was a little disappointing, but it had funny parts. He's going, he's redoing his roof.
Which movie?
The Simpsons movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's redoing the roof.
Okay.
And he's like, steady, steady. It's still like nails through his thumb.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That would
dear.
Totally be me.
So let the experts do
yeah,
that.
I know. I know.
We have all these great advertisers who do great things. Have them hire those people, man. Let them deal with it because that's what they do on a daily basis. I couldn't build anything.
So there have been, our man Cliff McCardle just sent me this. There have been some renderings. So, you know, the rumor is, or I guess it is happening, that the Braves and Reds are going to play a game at Bristol Motor Speedway next year.
Right.
This looks awesome. The renderings are out of what it's going to look like. Of they're going to build the field in the infield and then have it inside the track. This is going to be really cool. Just like they did with Tennessee Virginia Tech.
Well, you can't build. Oh, I want to see this. Holy cow.
Isn't that awesome?
That will be, I mean, there'll be 150,000 people
yeah,
there.
I mean, I'm planning to go.
Is the left field short? Looks like the left field
is a little
like,
bit. I mean, it's not going to be perfect just because you only have so much room to go because you can't go on the track because of the banking.
Right.
There's too much banking.
Well, they should not allow the banks on there.
Yeah.
Look, when the Dodgers played, before they built Dodger Stadium, they had to play in the Coliseum we talked about.
Yeah.
The left field was like 240 from home plate, and they built like this 80-foot wall or some gigantic wall that you had to hit over, man. So I don't see that there, but that looks pretty badass.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I mean, I'm definitely planning to go. I mean, you're combining the Braves and then the Reds are – you know, were my team I kind of had a soft spot for because my dad was a fan of the Reds and then racing.
When is that going to be? Next summer?
Yeah, I think it's next summer. And I don't know if it's just one game or if it's the whole series or.
Wow. I hope it's the whole series. That'd be kind of cool. When Tennessee played Virginia Tech in football, it was a sight to behold. It was so huge that you try to look around and take it all in, you really couldn't do it. I mean, so if you're like at the 50-yard line, you're so far up and way up in the stands. But it was beautiful, man. It was so well done. That looks beautiful.
It looks awesome. So Al says, Chase, in a few more years as you age, you will switch all of your gas outdoor tools to battery ones. Too much energy and strength to start them. So I've already kind of started looking at that now, like with a with a lawnmower, with the push mower, it's still gas. What? But I was kind of looking at some battery-operated – like a saw and, you know, a weed eater and then a leaf blower. So, I mean, I'm just curious of people that have used those. I mean, do they work as well as a gas-powered one?
Well, who's this? Al? Yeah. Al knows.
That's what I'm...
Al sounds like a powerful, he knows all name. Al probably been through it all. I'll tell you all of it because he's Al.
Wasn't there an Al on Home Improvement with Tim the Toolman Taylor?
No, Al Borland, yeah.
That's right.
His assistant. He assisted... him, and then Al Bundy. Don't forget Al Bundy, the greatest TV dad of all time.
Is Al Borland, is that the 50-floor guy?
Yeah, it's Richard Karn.
Richard Karn.
Yeah. He did Family Feud before before Steve took over.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
And supposedly him and Tim Allen are doing another show together.
Is it back to Home Improvement?
No, I think it's a different one.
Okay.
Chase, with your lawnmowers and stuff, just treat it like a safe 20 because you never know. The electronic stuff goes bad. Gasoline never steers you the wrong way.
I know. That's the thing. It's like I don't want to sink money into something that's not going to last long. You know, that's why I don't date anymore.
Spend your money on your lawnmower. It's something that's going to make you happy.
Exactly.
Not to worry about
Find
that.
Find you a good Ace Hardware mechanic that will fix your tools when you need them.
Hey, that is, you know what, Nick? That's a great point because at the Donaldson Ace Hardware, you can go in there with any problems you have, financial, personal, electronic, with anything that you have, and they'll solve it in 2 minutes.
All I know is this last segment has given our sales team some calls that they need to make with all the businesses that we've been bringing up. So
I'm telling you, Nick, get on that, right? You know Ace Hardware. Do you go to Ace Hardware, Nick?
I do from time to time.
Ace is the place.
For everything.
For sure. Coming up in hour number two, Chris Sanders is going to join us at 10:30. Usually it's at 10. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour, get his thoughts on the first preseason game, and probably ask him about the Big Red as well, plus much more. It's the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.